Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, so a little fun. I know it's NFL scheduling day, but it's also 100 days from week zero for a sport I used to love that Rico ruined. So ESPN had the 10 biggest storylines headed into week zero, 100 days out. And Rico, being the de facto commissioner of this thing, he gets to fix them. David, music.
That's right. We got 10 issues here. The first one, I'm not really going to get into because there's a lot of minutiae with this one, and it's the house settlement regarding walk-ons. We're just going to skip that. There's a lot of things there.
No. Here's what this one is about.
Right. You can't ask Thanos not to comment. Come on.
The house settlement will basically cap teams at 105, period. That's it. That's including walk-ons, which means you have to set aside a certain amount of spots. A lot of teams carry about 30 to 40 walk-ons. You're going to have to cut scholarships to make sure that you get under number if you want to keep the walk-ons on there. And you're seeing a lot of teams kind of telling their players, thanks, but no thanks. We need your spots more valuable than you are. So if you're a fringe player, you may be getting asked to leave in preparation of this new rule.
Next one on the agenda is, can Lincoln Riley and Mike Gundy bounce back? If you remember, 4 years ago, they were facing off top 10 Bedlam. Both of those guys, top programs, doing great. Well, Riley left for USC, not doing so well. Gundy, still at Oklahoma State, not doing so well. Can they bounce back?
I think Lincoln Riley can. He's going to have all the resources at USC to get this thing done. It's high profile enough. You're in the Big Ten. You saw what Oregon can do. I believe in Lincoln Riley more than I do in Gundy.
Let me defend Gundy in one sense. Last year didn't make any sense. So the year prior, they tried to change the offense. And by like week four, he went into the OC's room and went, here's the deal. We're running power. Get rid of all the zone crap. That was the genesis of Ollie Gordon.
Yeah.
So last year, they bring back the whole offensive line. They bring back Ollie Gordon. One problem. They had no quarterback play. The quarterback play was abysmal. I want to give them one more shot here.
I'm trying to think. Did they bring in a new coordinator? I want to say they did. But, yeah, Lincoln Riley has all the advantages in California. Now, here's the thing.
But it's time. He's got to do something.
It's high pressure. You don't get it done this year. I don't think he's going to be their coach next year.
So let's talk about the Diego Pavia situation and his fight for eligibility.
Year 30.
If you remember, the federal court determined that his junior college football year did not count towards his 4 year of eligibility. So they believe that this could affect, and now there could be a surge of players going to junior college.
David, it will absolutely affect. This is going to be the thing that one of the things that Mike will hate about it, but you will end up with grown-ass men playing boys because I know I'm not ready, but I'll go to junior college, play for 2 years, and then still have 4 to 5 years of eligibility at whatever university I want to go to. So now you're looking at 25-year-old grown men going up against 18-year-olds.
It's basically going to turn everything into BYU minus soaking and a trip to Fiji. It's ridiculous.
You know what? How he summed it up.
It's ridiculous, and thank you that you agree with me. Because I've had enough of these COVID babies. Oh, yeah, Johnny's 27 years old. COVID?
I thought that was over.
No, it's absurd.
But, yeah.
Get a job!
Now, here's what's going to happen.
You're Frank the Tank. You can't be at school.
Here's the flip side to that. You're a fringe player. You ball out of the junior college, and now you become the hottest commodity, and now top teams want you because of what you did somewhere out in Kansas.
Miami had a tight end last year in his ninth year of college football. McLaughlin, or whatever his name was. Okay?
The man liked education, Mike.
Sure. David, go ahead.
Next on the list, is this NIL's last big hurrah? This is why they mentioned that, because of the distribution that will happen of $20.8 million in revenue sharing Will this be the last big hurrah for teams like Texas Tech, who is spending $40 million because it says because of the allocated money, they will have the NCAA will enforce NIL?
I'm going to answer this question. Turn his mic off.
It's off. It's off.
No.
It's booming.
It's not. It's not the last thing.
You're a liar.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here's what's going to happen.
Turn my mic on.
Turn his mic on. Go ahead.
where's the drop before he explains it? The Francesa. Turn my mic on. Go ahead. Explain it.
Here's what's going to happen. It's not because you're going to just flat out have some private organization sponsor a team where it's going to be like you see in the NBA. And they're going to have a logo of whatever team, and that company is going to be like, we're going to give you $40 million a year. We're sponsoring your team. But you got to put our logo on the jersey.
Next on the list will be coaching.
I know you're going to love that.
Will be coaching.
I stayed silent. Okay. You asked me to stay silent.
No, what do you think about it?
I don't even need to tell you.
Okay.
Someone should alert MSU. It's the final hurrah. They just took a transfer from Dave and Buster's. We're paying them in drink tickets.
Or you get Dave and Buster's to sponsor you.
Let's get to the next one, which is coaching encores. They give an example of what Mike Norvell did 1 year, and then the next year we know what he did last year.
Yeah.
They're comparing that with Ryan Day. What does he do in his encore? Does Norvell recover? And then you also have West Virginia, Rich Rodriguez going back to West Virginia, and then Scott Frost going back to USC. I mean, UCF, I'm sorry.
For Scott Frost, I mean, I think it's so far under the radar that he probably could have success because there would be very little pressure. Ryan Day, everything about you is one game this year. You've already won the title, but it was tainted. And it wasn't tainted because you cheated. It was tainted because you didn't beat the team up north, as they like to say. He has to win that game, David. I think it's sad to say the national title bought him a year. Because they're not going to sit here and lose to Michigan again.
I love Rich Rod back to West Virginia.
It might be the right place for him.
That sounds stupid, I know. But like Neil Brown and that power offense they were running. Look, what Rich Rod did at Jacksonville State, I'm a loser. I watched it. Man, his system works. It still plays. And I know he won't have Here's Pat White and Steve Slayton, but damn it, it plays.
I'll go to Mike Rave saying, if Michigan had backed him and let him brought his own defensive coordinator – he would have been ahead of the curve.
Was that Tony Gibson or Chuck Castile, the DC they wouldn't let him bring?
I think it was Castile.
Oh, well.
But they didn't. They said, no, you're going to take our guy, and it didn't work. But
nobody in the – I'm telling you right
now.
He
was ahead of the curve with the spread offense and all of that. Michigan would have been getting all the recruits that Ohio State would have – that they did get under Urban Meyer.
It's just – it's a power spread. It's power option. It's wild.
Florida State – I don't
quit.
Know.
I got nothing.
Florida State has to just stop going to the bargain bin of transfer quarterbacks.
Their O-line's worse than State's, and that's saying something.
Well, speaking of transfer quarterbacks, the dominoes of Nico, Joey Aguilar goes to Tennessee, and Nico goes to UCLA, but he still hasn't officially enrolled there.
His career's over.
Go ahead.
No, I just think Heupel's going to be able to make something out of Aguilar. Aguilar's a winner. And Heupel is a really good offensive mind. Nico went from a system that would have probably helped get him drafted. And you go to UCLA and die. Yeah. What's he going to do out there?
I think he has nothing. He won't. He's going to go out there, and it's going to be buyer's remorse. I think by the middle of the year, they're going to pull him. The crowd will boo all 10 people who show up to UCLA games and get upset. David, I think he hasn't finished his classes in Tennessee. So technically, he can't enroll
yet. You're right.
Why even go to class? This isn't school anymore. We're not here to play school.
Well, it goes back to the other thing. Once you're sponsored, then you don't have to worry about school. You're an employee. I don't know how you would classify it. Independent contractors. Maybe that's what you call them.
What a stupid
And the last two quickly would be Deion without Hunter and Shador in Colorado.
You want to hit the share drop?
Sure.
And
I was thinking more like this.
And Kalen DeBoer, year two at Alabama.
That's one of the most fascinating storylines of the year to me. I leave it to Rico. DeBoer's got 1 year to get this right.
I was about to say, just like Ryan Day, all eyes are going to be on him, David. His honeymoon period is over. It did not end well. Losing to Michigan, he lost all credibility. And now people are sitting there with their arms folded, just like you are right now, saying, you better win. You better beat all of our rivals, and we better be in the playoffs. And I'm not talking about one of these 12 seed playoff. No. We want to buy, or else we made a big mistake.
That is your college football blitz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.